It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Hello, and welcome to the show! This show is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. We are Sunday Cool Tees, and we love them. And don't believe us? Listen to this other person that works here.
You have 5 seconds to give me your best pitch for the new Sunday Cool Swag Store.
The new Sunday Cool Swag Store has really awesome stuff.
Ninjas are butterfly merch.
You caught me off guard.
We have stickers. We have shirts.
You can get cool car merch.
We have a lot of other cool stuff.
Everything that's new is there, bro.
And it was all made by us.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Get it. SundayCoolSwag.com.
Where can people find that?
All kinds of new print styles. Really get your hands on some of our new stuff, like our iridescent prints, stuff that nobody else has seen yet. You can get it there first.
Give me a word of wisdom.
Oh, every pee-pee time is not a poo-poo time, but every poo-poo time is a pee-pee time.
Solid.
What are you talking about? Where did you get fried shrimp?
Oh, I told you. I told
Ruby.
You.
Ruby.
I told you.
What?
You should have reached out. You should have asked her.
I'm so hurt.
Oh my gosh.
I knew it.
You were like,
Lily loves to eat.
This morning is so terrible. I got so much to do.
You know something? He hit it on purpose. You know how much we were texting and he didn't think to mention? You didn't go. You're making that up.
Do you want me to text you every time we go out to eat, just in case?
Why do I feel like he cheated on me?
Oh my goodness.
It's the same thing, really. Dude.
Shut up.
Dude, when Kelsey goes out to eat with her friends, and then she has like, she thought she was going to have, she had leftovers, but she's like, I don't need it. I don't need it to go box.
And he just bring it home.
And she doesn't bring it home. I was like, do you love me? Do you think about me at all?
You went to
the
Cheesecake Factory. You didn't bring me back a cheesecake. What's wrong with you?
Dude, I get crazy upset. I was like, it literally feels like a betrayal. I was like, there's nothing in that brain of yours that doesn't click that says, hey, you know what? My husband would really love this. I was like, what are you talking about?
No wonder. Okay, so you came up all, oh, I got you this donut. Oh, look at this donut I got you. And it's because you feel bad.
No, I don't. I was working out for you.
Subconsciously.
No.
Dang. I'm about to.
Hey, we need to fix those. Those are driving me nuts. Those are crazy.
That's
crazy.
I did it on purpose to get people to like, fix the picture.
I did you see my eyes? I kept doing this to it too. Oh no.
Okay, good to know. That's on purpose.
Can we take it down? Or
no,
do
you're good.
Is
you're
it
good.
Gonna distract you?
I do this nighttime routine with Ada where I take her out of the bath and I put her like in her little elephant towel with the hood and I sit her in the sink.
So cute.
And then I give her toothbrush and she practices brushing. I brush her hair. I put lotion on her face. But meanwhile, she's like taking everything that's on the counter and like chucking it, throwing it on the ground and messing it up. And Josh is watching this. He's literally going. And he's like, do I have an issue? Like, what's wrong with me that this is making me so crazy?
Oh, yeah. It drives me nuts. Like, I love cooking. And I love the fact that, like, my daughters want to cook. But as soon as they step foot in the kitchen, I'm like, get out.
Can you leave?
Get out right now. Don't touch anything. I've got to get better at that.
It's the Ninjas of Butterflies. It is episode 26. Ninjas are butterflies.
Wow.
That was good.
Wow.
You killed that.
We didn't even practice. I promise you, we didn't practice it.
No, we didn't.
We just said we should just do Lion King.
Yep.
That's all you said. Let's do Lion King.
Yeah, and then Andy goes, I'll do like ninjas are butterflies.
And then we just.
What if you started out Weeble Way? Because that's also Lion King. You guys didn't even clarify.
We're just on that link. We're on that link, baby. Let's go.
The ninjas are butterflies.
When you started, Jane goes,
what?
What's happening?
Where am I?
I'm at the podcast again.
Okay, everyone be quiet.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
This is a deep question. Today's question, and this a lot of people have asked this. I know they have. Today's question is: Timothy Chalamet a serial killer?
What? I mean, that's it.
Is Timothy Chalamet a serial killer?
I don't think there's any evidence to prove that. I don't think there's even like substantial evidence to even like hint at that. So I would say no.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay.
Butterflies.
You're not gonna ask me?
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful butterflies.
Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are back.
That was the bit.
We
were
just
we practiced that. We're going to lead it on, and it'd be like, it would just be so like, there's not enough evidence. Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Welcome to Timothy Chalamet is not a serial killer.
Just in case.
What do you think, though?
I can't be sure.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
Look at the look in his eye.
His look makes me want to, like, I don't know, hug him. So, yeah, I guess so.
Honestly,
that Ted Bundy look.
I want to hold his hand.
I'll tell you what, I kind of want to get a bowl of popcorn and huddle up and watch Dune with old Timmy.
I want to hang out with that man.
Timmy, why are you making me feel this way?
Why am I calling you Timmy?
Why am I calling you Timmy?
You my boy, Timmy. Timmy's my boy. Timothy Chalamet, I didn't watch him in anything until Dune. And so he was already like a heartthrob at that point.
But he didn't even realize it.
Yeah, he's
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah. I did not even realize. Yeah. That's the thing. That's what I feel like I'm getting old is because I'm realizing I'm seeing these actresses or actors that are huge right now that everyone wants to be in. It's like I've only heard of them until now.
Yeah. Well,
Interstellar's not really like a memorable movie.
That's true.
He's also in Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol.
No, he's not.
What? Yeah.
In what?
Who is he?
He's Ethan. Ethan Hunt. Does the fast running. He like believes in Scientology.
What are you talking about? Tom Cruise.
That's Tom Cruise. Sorry.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm lost.
Yeah, I mean, Top Gun. Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
What's it called? Pelican Brief or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Vanilla Sky?
There's a lot of Tom Cruise movies that are hits that I've never seen. I've never seen all of Jerry Maguire. I've never seen Vanilla Sky. Vanilla Sky?
Don't watch it.
Wow, that's extreme.
I've heard it's good, though.
No.
Stop it.
It's not.
I don't even know what it's about.
It was so...
Guess what it's about, Lily. Tell me, Vanilla Sky, what do you think... Tom Cruise, Vanilla Sky, what do you think that's about?
Aliens
doing what?
Eating ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
Do you want to know what it's about?
Yeah.
It's a car wreck, right?
Yes.
Starts off with a car wreck?
He lives inside a simulation and doesn't realize he's living inside a simulation.
Is this a spoiler?
Probably.
Oh, you just said that before.
But I'm telling you, don't watch it. I'm going to spoil it so you don't watch
it. Got it. Okay.
And like it gets so dark, like he's like there's like little like glitches.
Oh, no.
And he's figuring out like he feels like he's hallucinating like all the time. And there's like at one point he's like killing his wife.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's him. It's like him. And it like it goes back from his wife to him. So he thinks he's killing himself. Like,
oh no. So he's just
freaking out. And then at the end it like zooms out and he's like in like a chamber where it's like a simulation.
Oh, no.
It messed me up. I was watching it alone when I was living in Montana, like all by myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was like snowed in and it was dark and I watched it. I'm just like, I like text my buddy Adam. No. I'm like, can you pray for me right now? I'm freaking out.
Oh, dude, please stay with me right now.
Which buddy did you text?
Adam.
He just said that. Lily.
Winter.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I did.
Was it during the winter?
It was.
Would you have texted another person in the spring, though?
I would have.
Jerry Spring.
I would have texted my sixth grade Spanish teacher, Spring Guyton.
Ooh.
You everyone mean, Senora.
Hola, Senora Guyton. Por favor.
Senora Guyton. Shout out, Senora Guyton.
Woohoo.
She's a sweet lady.
She is.
She's the best.
Senora?
Senora.
She's married, so you say Senora. If she was unmarried, you say señorita.
You say quinceañera.
I barely passed Spanish. This is a true story. My final in Spanish class, I literally was going to bomb it. And I asked an upperclassman, like, can I get notes? He said, just buy the teacher chocolate. And I did.
Oh, chocolate.
El chocolate.
But legit, I bombed the test, but she didn't mark them wrong.
Hey.
Bada boom, bada bing.
That's you know, bribery.
I technically shouldn't have graduated from high school.
What do you mean?
Because you're supposed to have
I know that, but what do you mean?
Hey, easy. Easy. You're supposed to have 2 years consecutive foreign language. And I took Spanish one and then didn't take anything the second year. And then my junior year, I took sign language one. So I didn't have two consecutives. And I also
why
does
that
take,
be consecutive? If it's if it has to be a different one.
That's what I'm saying.
Why does it have to be consecutive?
Well, because you got to learn some.
Yeah, but like, if you're doing
sign language, if you're doing Spanish, I can say hola and hello. Hello. Thank you.
I'm impressed. Right? No, not with the hand.
It's just, it's just
thank
hand.
You.
Yeah, one.
What is this?
Don't touch your hand.
What is this, though? This is
something. There might be something.
That might be
that.
A swear word.
Like, no, please, no, this is a swear word.
Don't do it!
Can you blur that out, Andrew?
Oh, this is a swear word. Why would you show it?
Oh, this is.
We're learning sign language with Ada right now, too. I'm, like, trying to remember all of it.
But it's funny. Like, we're trying to teach Ada some sign language because she's not the best at talking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to teach her open. Yet. She will be, though.
Oh, she will be.
Oh, yeah.
With you guys as parents, she will be. That's the thing. She probably is just like, you guys have enough going on right now? I'm just going to hold off until I get to school.
I'm just going to
Well, our theory is, oh, keep going.
I was just going to say, like, for open, we were, like, trying to teach her open, open. And we do, like, what Miss Rachel does, where she's, like, showing her mouth, like, open. Yeah. And so now when Ada wants something open, she goes like this. It's like, that's, I mean, that's pretty smart.
We understand what you want. Yeah.
You're literally creating your own ASL at that point.
But when she says, when she signs for more, it's literally the cutest thing ever.
We'll see it.
Like, she like, just imagine Ada's little hands and stuff. And, like, if you don't want her to, like, Ada, no more TV. And she'll, like, bring you the remote and she'll go like this.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're like, oh, my God.
So that's so sweet.
All right.
So okay. All right. Let's turn Jurassic Park back on.
It's so cute.
That's amazing. Okay.
But our theory around her language, well, and we also need to talk about, I mean, the school we went to, it was a super expensive private school, but they didn't have, like, any freaking resources for us, like, at all either. And you almost didn't graduate, but I think it's because we were paying for school. Anyway.
That was... Wow. You said a lot, like under your breath. Like it was supposed to be like, and it was really expensive. Anyways, but you're like,
with Ada, our theory is why she's not talking is because she thinks she's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Explain on that. Why does she think she's a dog?
Explain this.
She loves outside. I know that.
Yes.
Sticks, mud.
And she'll stick anything in her mouth. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. She grabs a stick. She just,
she will. But
she wrestles Frank, first of all.
Yeah.
Like
she's not afraid of nothing.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's that type of dog that chases a car but doesn't know what she'll do when she gets it. Like that's
But we're having our fence built right now, which is super cool. And Frank was like barking at the people building the fence. He like went up to the side and was like barking. And Ada went up right beside him and she was going, woof, 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 woof. Barking and I'm like, no wonder she thinks she's a dog. That's why she's not talking, because Frank doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little Mowgli at this point. Yeah, she's being raised by Frank.
Raised by Frank.
Which we need a picture of Frank. He's so cool. He's such a cool dog.
Good old Frank.
He's found on the side of the road in Georgia, right?
Isn't like a meth house. Yeah.
He's a meth dog.
It was, though.
Best types of dogs. I've heard of meth dogs. You know, so.
Meth dog. They're the best types of dogs.
Sounds like a bad cartoon.
Meth dog.
It's a superhero dog, but it's like there's no superheroes. It's just meth. It's superpowers.
It's like Lair is just a trailer in the woods. Meth dog.
You think that upbringing would make him like extremely resilient? But holy we have spent gosh. Thousands of and thousands of dollars on this dog's allergies.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
like your dog's allergic to grass. Well,
All kinds of grass. We need 20 to
know,
kinds.
We need to know what's the limit for vets. Like, what are the vet bill limits?
Yeah.
Where it's like, this dog's not worth it.
We've talked about it.
We've talked about it.
Because I haven't. Luckily, we have a dog that's 9 years old, Stella, and she has not needed to go to the vet once since her first year. She had parvo in her first year of being alive.
So did I.
And she survived. Yes, yeah, you did.
You did. You
and she's great now. But also, you had a dog disease, bro.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for just a second. I got really sick. This was, had it been, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was when we it was just before COVID. Married.
Yeah, it was 20, yeah, yeah. Just 2020.
So
yeah.
four years ago. Just about. 3.5 years ago. We got doesn't matter.
Our anniversary was yesterday.
We don't need to get caught up on the day. They don't care. And I started feeling sick and lethargic and my joints.
It felt like it went on for weeks because you were just like,
no,
you were
out for months.
Yeah,
it felt like
it would like come but like, and even like go.
In office, you were just like, I'm so droggy. I feel like terrible.
My joints were hurting and so I went and got tested for everything, mono, Lyme disease. And like, yeah, nothing is popping up. I'm like, I'm sick, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to do one more test. I don't think, but okay, let me do one more test. They did it, and they called me back at the end of the week, and they're like, you have parvo B19, which dogs get that. I'm like, what?
You gotta be kidding me. Yeah. Rough.
Didn't you get it from a child, though?
I did.
The whole Ada
a
thing.
A child.
The whole Ada thing's coming back around.
What Ada thing?
Uh-oh.
Is it genetic?
Whoa.
Did we conceive you Ada while you had parvo?
More dogs?
You passed it on, bro. She starts getting, you just see her raising up her leg to go pee in the yard.
That's our potty training.
Wow.
You just tell her no, and then hair starts standing up.
Yeah.
No.
She was itching her head like this morning, too.
Yeah. I looked at it. It's a bug bite for sure.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So parvo, B19. Not fun.
You're a survivor.
I'm a survivor. But I think they did say like the strain I got, you can't get it from dogs, but dogs can get it.
You could pass it on to dogs.
Yeah. So don't be kissing dogs. That's what they told me.
But speaking of your guys' wedding and like how long you guys have been married,
mm-hmm.
you just experienced your third anniversary yesterday.
Wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. So I wanted to test you guys.
Ooh.
A little marriage game show. Okay. Kind of like the newlywed game.
Uh-oh.
I only have like, there's only like 8 or so questions. So
you
just got to
be
quick.
Like an intro?
Yeah. Marriage game show. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to the marriage game show. They've been married for 3 years. We're going to test how well they know each other.
They've been married.
How long they've been married. Yes. All right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to ask you questions and you're going to point or vocalize who do you think is the person that is the best answer for this question. All right, ready? Who's the better dancer? Okay, well, really?
That hurts my feelings, but yeah, I agree with you.
There's no winning in this game.
I know. This is going to cause a lot of fights. All right, who gets to pick the TV shows? Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm so mad when I was pregnant.
All right, when you argue, who makes less sense?
Wait, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
Yeah.
I'm the logical one. You're the fiery one.
Oh, my gosh. No, you are not. You just fed into that.
I'm the one that brings us down to here.
Oh, no.
So you're the dreamer. She's the logical one?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm the one that's like, everybody sit down.
Let's think about logistics here. Is that not true? What's your name? She just gave you a counterpoint. You got to go back at her.
She's wrong.
She's wrong?
How?
Next question.
Okay, all right. Who spends more money?
You do.
Whoa!
No!
Stop right now. I spend money on the things we need.
Why do I spend money on the things that we don't need?
You buy shorts. You buy woodworking equipment. That hat. You buy so many hats.
I didn't buy this hat. Sunday Cool made this hat.
You buy so many hats.
Wait, Sunday Cool makes hats? That's really cool. Wow. If you need custom hats, guys, you go to sundaycool.com and we'll take care of it. Go back to it.
Have you seen his stash of hats in this office? The ones that he hasn't told you about.
Have you seen our, do you get them shipped here now? Is that what's
going on? No, I don't.
He has a few here.
No. Buzz off, kid. These are all Sunday Cool hats. And John comes in and he's like, I got 20 million hats. I'm like, cool. I'm not going to bring them home because Lily's going to yell at me.
Lily would never yell at you.
Because she's illogical. Because
she's the logical.
Next question.
All right.
I'm about to throw this right. donut at you, guy. All right.
Donut.
Hey, this is an important one. Who apologizes first?
Yeah, he does. Oh. I'm a grudge holder.
Why didn't you point?
I don't want to.
I guess this guy. All right. Who has better taste in movies?
Yeah, Josh does.
Oh, better taste in music?
Me. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a debate.
No.
Because really you and your sister debated one time who had better taste in music. Lily has better taste in music than you?
Hers goes back, like her, like growing up, my parents like didn't listen to music.
Yeah.
Like we were like an Amish household of like, let's just watch the sunset.
You wore jean skirts to school, didn't you?
I did. No, but Lily's parents, they like introduced her to like some good music.
Yeah, my parents
like at an infant age.
Have really good music taste. When they went on their honeymoon, they stopped at the REM in Athens. They filmed the REM music video there, and they had all the flags set up.
Wow.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
I did. That's something I did not expect. I thought you were going to fight for that.
Nope.
All right. Three more questions. What memory from early in your relationship do you guys disagree on details?
I know the first one that popped in my head. You get mad at me because I don't remember the Filet-O-Fish day.
Oh, yeah.
The Filet-O-Fish day. It has a name?
What?
A specific name in 3 years of marriage? What?
Whenever I go to McDonald's, I always get a fish filet now or Filet-O-Fish. And
so good.
Lily is the person that like bought me my first Filet-O-Fish.
Because he hadn't had it. Yeah. And I was like, never had the mom.
And she's like, I don't remember that.
And he said it was a very meaningful day.
It was.
You don't remember it at all?
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
And I said that's the day I fell in love with her.
Oh. No, she doesn't remember. You don't say that.
It is.
No, that you don't is so
funny.
No,
he's always said that, actually.
No, you've never said that in your life.
I have.
He's told me that several times. Mm-mm-mm-mm. He has a tattoo of it. Mm, it's a flail fish. That would actually be the hilarious tattoo. All right. What did you think of? The flail fish? That was the same thing?
What do we disagree on? There's so many things. I bring it up to you all the time. Do you remember that incident? And you're like, I don't remember that at all. And I was like, okay, that was a really meaningful thing for me.
But you can't name it right now, can you? That's funny. It's not that meaningful.
Me and Kelsey have the same thing where it's like, I won't remember certain things at all, but for some reason, remember the most meaningless things to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking something in my mind was like, oh, that was a really good event for myself. And so like it sticks out instead of her. It was like, it was a normal thing.
I remember. He who must not be named, his wife was having a bridal shower, and I went with Anna, who works here at Sunday Cool. I went with her to go, and you walked through the door. So handsome.
Oh, tell me that. I see.
She had a boyfriend at the time, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, hey, this is fair.
Whoa.
It is fair because you're signing me up.
Anywho, we all had to go take a picture later, and Josh came and stood next to me, and then he put his arm around me so tight. And I thought, oh, maybe he has a crush on me, too. He doesn't remember that whole thing.
I do remember it.
No, you don't. You said you don't remember it.
No, I do remember that.
Were you just, like, really sleepy and leaning on her?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I always had a crush on her. But she was dating someone, and I said,
no.
But she thought you were handsome.
Yeah.
I did.
So you remember.
So sue me.
So sue me. Actually, don't.
Okay, next question.
Your house catches fire. After your loved ones and pets are safe, you can only save one more item. What item does your spouse pick?
I know exactly. We just talked about this.
Okay, so what do you think Josh is going to pick?
Let me whisper in your ear and see. And so.
Okay, yeah. Right. Go.
Okay, go. There's a box in our house that has a bunch of Polaroid pictures of the girls and us.
No, that's not what he said. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh. Yes.
All right. Now, what do you think Lily would pick?
Didn't you say the same thing?
I would pick the same thing, yeah. But we also have a really important box of files.
Taxes. It's important. What if we get audited?
Let it burn.
That was good. Okay. Excellent. All right. Last one. If your spouse was a worm, would you still love them?
We've argued about this.
I know. Yes, I would love you if you were a worm.
You would love him as in you would never see anyone else?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't let anyone else put their arm around you?
Mm-mm.
No, here's a question.
I wouldn't.
Have they always been a worm or do they turn into?
They turn into a worm.
Okay, I would still love Lily. I'd put her in a little.
For the rest of your life.
Sure.
No other wife.
Yes.
You take care of her.
Absolutely.
Okay,
good. You would like research soils.
Put her in a little matchbox with some soil.
Yeah, lettuce and stuff.
Do worms eat lettuce?
Sure.
I think they just eat dirt.
Soil, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're gross.
yeah, exactly.
Did you see that meme? It was like the Super Bowl. It was like when you put money on the Eagles and they just finish the game and they've lost, and then your girlfriend is sitting next to you asking if she would, you would still love her if she was a shovel.
A shovel?
And it's like Elmo going like...
I love those so much.
That was pretty good though.
That was good. That was you guys 3 years. It. Yeah. Well, didn't your marriage counselor he like before premarital counseling?
Yeah.
Premarital counseling. Didn't he say you had the highest rated
compatibility
yeah, one of them, out of yeah. all of us? Yeah.
We got a really good score. Yeah.
That's awesome.
We are compatible.
Compatible.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's well, important. We went into marriage saying divorce is never an option. So we just got to make everything work.
But you guys still signed the prenup, so that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding. You guys don't
know. No, we're not that rich.
If we call it quits, we're just good, right? We just leave each other.
We're good? Yeah.
Well, congratulations on 3 years. That's a big deal.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's awesome.
3 years,
that's
two awesome. Kids. Thank
you. Yes. 3 years, two kids. You got to keep it up. Let's go. 4 years, three kids. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Hey, speaking of kids, I just want to point something out real quick.
What's up? Oh, our little baby.
Look it. We got a YouTube play button for 100,000 subscribers on our YouTube.
Woo-hoo!
It's all thanks to you folks.
Been 7 years. We started in 2016.
But it's also thanks to us because we made the content.
So I mean, we did it by ourselves, completely by ourselves. We could have done it by ourselves. So really, we don't need to thank anybody in reality. Okay. You need to fix. Just put it up.
I'm trying.
All right.
They did two holes.
But legitimately, guys, this is like, this could not have happened without you guys. With the ninjas fandom that is happening,
yeah,
100% pushed us to 100 subscribers.
100,000
subscribers so fast. And
it's pretty awesome.
We're so thankful for you guys. This is fun because the next step is a million.
A million.
A million, we get another one. And hey, can you promise me that the million is going to go right here?
No, I'll put this one over there.
Okay. That's fine. That's good. That's cool. That's all right. That's good. But that's a big deal. I thought it was like our sadness was going to go away.
And it didn't. We're still depressed.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. We're not depressed. Not all the time.
No, but by the time they're listening to this, we might have already hit 150,000.
I thought you said by the time you listen to this, we might be depressed again.
Guys, possibly. We're still
yeah. No, we've already hit 150.
Did we?
I mean,
it was like 144 yesterday.
Yeah, that's what
I super
thought.
Cool thing. We're just blown away. I never thought I would ever actually hold one of these.
We're at 145963.
That's dumb. That's so cool.
Woo!
Thank you guys. This is so fun.
Speaking of YouTube play buttons and thanking everybody.
Yes.
Should we cut to an ad?
I think it's time. Whoa!
Why? Don't go anywhere!
Andy.
What?
This is the ghost of the future.
Okay, prove it. Prove it. What's going to happen when I turn 40?
You will have gained more weight.
Oh, no. You're right.
And your hair will have grown back because of technology.
Okay, perfect. What else do you have to tell me?
You still don't know your dad.
Okay, what other information about our sponsor do you have to tell me?
Have you heard of Clearstream?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know anything about it. What is it?
I think you should tell them.
Wait, are you talking about Clearstream, the software program for churches and organizations that help communicate with the people that attend their churches and their organization? Yeah. And that's super great because it's super quick and it's one-on-one communication and eliminates all the messiness with group chats?
That's the one.
Oh, interesting. I also heard a myth. Maybe you can help me fact check it, that if they go to clearstream.io/ninjas, they get 10% off for life. Is that correct?
That's right, but not for me, because I'm a ghost.
Oh, no, so the afterlife, it doesn't work. The 10% doesn't carry over?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, well, maybe Clearstream will work on that, but that sounds really cool, because I really want to use Clearstream, because I want to communicate really well with all the people that attend my church and everything. That's awesome, so thank you so much. So, clearstream.io/ninjas, I guess.
Goodbye. This is my ghost, too.
Wow.
My name is Maximus Aurelius Wallius. You killed my wife. You killed my children. You killed my mother.
I didn't realize
husband
for the longest
of a
time,
slain mother.
That's Dumbledore in the first movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. That blew my mind. Who's the better Dumbledore?
The second one.
The second one? You don't think the first one could have pulled it off?
No.
No. He's too old.
And he talked like Harry Potter.
It was very a lot
this Dumbledore was like, Harry Potter, did you put your name in the goblet of fire?
Do you agree with the wardrobe choice where they do with Jude Law, where it's like he's dressing like in a three piece suit, and then now later in the future he's wearing robes and stuff?
I disagree with everything that has to do with those new movies.
I haven't seen any of them.
They're not very good.
I haven't seen any of them.
But do you guys remember that ad?
That was a really good ad.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I loved it. That swag store was really cool. It seems really neat.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
He definitely had a more distinct voice, I feel like, the first Dumbledore.
Maybe. Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I bet he smelled like an old person.
Yeah, because he's old, Lily. Jeez. Got a problem with old people?
No. I have a question. This was sent in by a viewer.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. This is not a beginning question, but this is a just a question. It's done. It's been a day for looking at me. This was sent in by Andrew, I'm going to say Velcro.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Velcro.
Angie Velcro. Andrew Veltri.
Velcro.
Velcro.
Okay. he sent me a screenshot of a tweet, and the question is, it says, important thought experiment. You're in an arena with, there's quite a bit of options, so listen carefully.
Okay, I'm in an arena. I'm there.
You're in an arena, yep. Like Gladiator. 50 hawks.
Oh, no.
10 crocodiles. Mm. 3 brown bears.
Oh.
15 wolves. 1 hunter with a rifle. 7 buffalo. 10,000 rats. Ugh. 5 gorillas. 4 lions. Pick 2 to defend you. The others attack you. Goal is to survive 1 hour. What do you pick and why?
Does he have he has unlimited ammo?
It doesn't specify. So let's just assume that he only has one chamber or enough, like a hunting rifle. Yeah, like 6 rounds or something.
6 rounds?
Let's just assume that. Because it just says a rifle.
If he's fighting me, he's just going to shoot me.
But wait. What if you're surrounded by 3 brown bears?
I have my answer.
Okay.
I'm going brown bear and
I did too.
Gorillas.
Same.
Yeah, okay. I would
brown
pick
bears
the gorillas.
And gorillas.
Wait, you pick 2? I thought you picked 1.
No, you get to pick 2 to defend you. The rest are about to attack you.
I'm going
to
say gorillas and rats.
Interesting.
10,000 rats are going to stop a man with a gun?
Are we 10,000
rats is a lot of rats.
Are we in like an enclosed space?
Arena.
A coliseum.
Arena.
Gladiator.
But rats can hide in there.
Yeah, rats. 10,000 rats in an arena would be pretty dispersed.
Yeah, it would.
I would choose definitely the gorillas. And I think... the wolves.
Can I look at it that real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 15
wolves.
Well, who in their right mind picks a hawk, by the way?
Yeah. I like hawks, but...
A hunter with a rifle changes everything. Rats. It changes everything, the guy with a rifle.
No.
Because one
shot on any of those things, you're dying.
But you don't... Let's just assume he has 6 rounds. Don't think about too much.
There goes my 3 brown bears and my gorillas.
Yeah, that's why I did the wolves.
Oof, man. I would do gorillas for sure.
Yeah,
because then I would do. Sure. I would be on piggyback on one of them, and I would have one guy that's like, "You're protecting me." Everyone else is like surrounding and attacked.
Is that a good gorilla?
That was.
Think about Tarzan, Clayton, and what's the daddy gorilla?
Clayton.
Who's the daddy gorilla?
Morbius.
Herchek. No.
Kerchek.
So like that, Kerchek, yeah.
Ouch, that really hurt my chest.
Not me, though.
Okay.
I don't think the guy, the hunter with a gun's not even anything of consequence, because if I was to be asked...
Of anything with consequence, it's 6 bullets,
dude,
a rifle,
but if you
shooting straight at you.
if I'm behind a wall of gorillas, because the question
five
if,
gorillas.
If you put it this way, would you go in or like? Are you 1,000% sure you would survive if you stepped into a like if you were given a
an
gun
arena with all those animals?
And five gorillas were running at you,
and with one rifle.
How many hunters have like died because they're trying to kill?
It's really hard to take down a gorilla or a bear with a rifle.
Yeah, I'm picking the rifleman.
I know,
because saying, he's going down. Because no, I'm my probability no matter what I pick is like my likelihood of survival is like at 5%, and no matter what.
Yeah,
but I feel like, if I have the gorillas and the bear, or the wolves,
yeah,
I feel like
the wolves, they would look out for you.
Yeah, they have the people coming around and attacking them. They have that instinct.
The question I keep asking myself is: are these animals motivated to kill each other?
Because except you, they're going to defend you.
No,
the
I know,
ones
but
that you pick
the
other ones
opposing
will.
Animals. Yes. So like the rats, I keep thinking they would disperse, but if they are in fight or flight mode, they might chew through all these other critters.
No, yeah, they're defending the 10,000. I don't think would. I don't think we understand how much. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That
of
would
rats.
Fill more than this room.
And have you heard of the? It's like, you know, that terrible way to
torture.
Be tortured.
Yeah, where they put the box on you with the rats.
Yeah.
And light it on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I mean, they would do that. To all these other critters.
I'm changing it up. Gorillas and rats.
Me too. That's my answer. Final
gorillas
answer.
And rats.
If the rats are motivated.
I know I'm most likely going to die, but that's my only likelihood of survival.
I'm just going to place bets on the hawks will take out the rats. Because everyone's fighting everyone except the two.
How many hawks are there, though?
50.
15. Oh.
50.
Ooh, that's a lot of hawks.
That's a lot of hawks.
Hey, oh. That's a lot of hawks.
And I'm going to assume if the rats are motivated, the hawks are motivated.
Listen, let's just assume everyone's motivated. Everything's on the line. The championship belt is there to win.
All right, this is one more shout out to a viewer.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew, for that little tidbit.
Fun.
This is a story from a kid. I'm assuming it's a kid. There's a profile 65 picture year old of him man. In camo. So it's like you just kind of take a shot. his name is Cahill.
Cahill
Harris. Sorry, buddy, or sir.
He's 65 years old.
He said, talking about owls.
Yeah,
I think every podcast now we're going to talk about owls.
Past four episodes, it's all been owls.
He said, this boy or man. He's in camo. He Man said, bike. Since y'all have been talking about owls, last week was the last week of deer season, and on the way to my stand the last morning, I had an owl land on my back and beat its wings continuously on the sides of my head for around 30 seconds. I got it off by grabbing it and throwing it over my head. After that, it just flew off. And I said, I would rather die. And he said, I thought I was, and I just accepted it.
What if he would have just started getting carried off?
Dude.
Help!
Was he in the tree, or was he on the way to the tree?
I guess he was just walking through the woods.
Dude.
Jeez.
That's scary. Oh,
yeah.
At least it wasn't loud, because we know they're silent.
What does that mean? That's
has he been chosen for something?
Yeah,
for a mission?
Yes.
You've been chosen.
Yeah. That's creepy. That would be terrifying.
So I would actually die.
I would be really scared at that point, because like I would really read into it. I was like, why did they accept me?
I would just
me?
Cry for the rest of my life.
Why did you choose me?
All I know is I'm definitely not hunting. Like if I'm walking to the tree stand, I'm going home.
I'm going home. I'm done with this.
It's got to be a sign or something. Are we ready to open some presents?
Presents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
We got presents.
All right.
Presents.
So first off, we got some candies sent to us from Andrew's cousin from Hawaii.
Oh.
Or those your dad?
My dad got them from my cousin. Shout out Amy and Micah.
Yes, Amy and Micah. These are Hawaiian Host Genuine Classic Original Dark Chocolate Aloha Max.
Oh.
Dark chocolate covered.
Ready?
Macadamias.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't like dark chocolate.
I'm sorry.
You just hit her?
Right in the face. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? No. You want another
that
one?
Was so...
Yeah. Okay.
I got this
one.
Over
one more time.
Okay. You got it?
Go. Perfect. If you looked down and it wasn't one of the chocolates that you just grabbed something on the couch.
Cockroach.
I would cry.
Going to explain
for
to
dark
everybody.
Chocolate, those aren't bad. I don't like dark chocolate, though. You want one?
I'm going to explain to everyone now the reason I'm not eating them is because I'm allergic to milk.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Boo. Boo.
We just brush past that, and everyone's like, wow, they really don't really care that Andrew's there at all.
All right. These are Ohio State Buckeyes. Let me look up who sent us this.
Oh, I love
these
Buckeyes.
These are so good. Apparently, you can't actually have real Buckeyes because they're poisonous.
What?
Yeah. They're, like, incredibly poisonous. And he says, those ones that I sent you probably aren't. So I said, thanks. His name is Joe.
Thanks, Joe. We
met, Joe Binkley. He was really cool. We met him at Orange Conference last year.
He's a conference, or a customer.
Uh-huh. He's right.
It's filled with super peanut good. Butter.
Peanut butter, chocolate. It's phenomenal.
Very nice.
But we also have something else. We talked about a couple weeks ago about beef tallow. You brought that up?
Yeah, Andrew mentioned beef tallow as a skincare routine.
Yep. Apparently, there's some people in Midland, Texas that own a company called Flying Cow, and it's a bunch of beef tallow products. So everyone in here is about to be spoiled, all right? First off, let's read the note. It says, Ninjas and Butterflies crew, y'all are the best. So excited for you guys to try out the holy grail of skincare, beef tallow. Shoot us a DM if you have any questions. So these guys are at Flying Cow Tallows on Instagram. Check them out. And look at that. They got that for baby Jane.
Oh!
And for Ada right here.
Oh,
right
the there. Ducky.
It's the best. And so
it's nothing to do with cows, though.
Nothing. I think they probably just found this.
They're like, hey, on the sidewalk.
Should we just get rid of this?
No.
So they gave us some cool stickers, but they got us some tattoo balm.
Oh, cool.
For the boys with the tattoos.
Very nice.
Beautiful. And then they also got man balm. We all three got man balm. Here we go.
What's man balm?
Gotcha. Boom. I don't know. But we're going to look it up. But there's also, you guys got a ton of baby stuff. Sleepy baby balm. Sleepy baby balm. All right, and also I'm going to take this one. It's peppermint, but it's good for skincare and psoriasis. Oh. And so I have psoriasis that I deal with, and so you break it
in my face.
Frankincense and lavender
and myrrh.
Dude, this smells good.
Restore. It's a restoring cream, but guys, this is not cheap.
This is sick.
Baby balm. I'm telling you,
they spoiled us rotten. Look at
that.
We
got some citrus serum, magnolia night serum. It's absolutely. Oh, look at that. This is the best beard balm, baby.
Nice. Wow.
Oh,
that's for me.
Beard balm, no, baby.
It's for
they
me.
They sent one for me and Josh. That's so cool.
Wow.
But yeah, hey, Flying Cow Tallow, please. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much.
This reminds me of Nacho Libre when he says, I want to be somebody. Someone where I get some creams and lotions.
Dude, we've made it.
We finally got it.
Yeah.
We finally got it.
Dude, let me smell that nighttime one.
The nighttime one?
Yeah.
Guys.
Absolutely incredible. We're so psyched to try them out.
This is so awesome.
And we'll give you guys updates if any of these, we don't know if they work. We don't know if we love them. But they sent it to us very nicely. And we're going to try them out.
Very nicely. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Flying Cow.
Thank you guys so much. That's super, super cool. We're psyched. We love, if you guys want to send us stuff, 510 East Alfred, Tavares, Florida. Let's go. We'll try it out or taste test it.
We do love
stuff. Don't poison us, please.
Buckeyes.
Buckeyes are poisonous and are from Ohio.
What are you talking about, poisonous?
The Buckeye itself.
The actual Buckeye. That
we just went over this.
No.
The plant.
What is a Buckeye?
The plant itself.
It's the plant. We talked about this.
It's like off a tree or a bush.
You literally said poisonous? We've talked about this. You see what the logic of the arguments come from?
Whoa. Hey.
Do not take advantage of my postpartum brain. Do not.
Just kidding.
You're being so mean.
No, I'm playing.
You just divided who That's you like are the- from who you are now.
That what? Sounded like some sort of philosophy.
You said, don't judge me on my postpartum brain.
Can we all agree
are
that
you not
would
you
be
right
the
now?
Perfect Riddler for the next
My
movie.
Brain is postpartum. No, I think that Andrew needs to be a bridge troll.
What?
Solve the riddle.
Be the troll.
I'm so confused.
Answer riddles three.
You know what? I don't need to travel that
I
much.
Have
it's
a riddle
fine.
For you. The essence of a dolphin.
Explain.
Puff, puff, puff. Explain.
Thermodynamics?
Yes!
You shall pass. Man.
That was the wheeziest laugh I've ever
come
out.
Ohio.
Ohio.
Buckeyes. Poison.
Ooh, I see where you're going.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
What
was
I don't want to talk about this. It makes me sad.
Oh, gosh, I thought you were going to throw up.
Yeah, it is very sad.
It's so sad.
Well, it's sad.
But it's also mysterious.
It's mysterious, and it's... Let's break this down for a second.
Yep.
By the time this comes out, this would have happened last week, or two weeks ago.
Two or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
And that train that flipped in Ohio, in Palestine, carried just really, really toxic chemicals, spilled everywhere. They said it was like a million pounds worth of this chemical. And instead of like letting it soak in to the ground and stuff, they decided to burn it to just like evaporate or whatever. But it's causing just
problems,
a ton of problems. Like fish are dying in the nearby lakes and streams.
Livestock.
People that are returning back home instantly are having headaches, breathing problems. It's terrible.
I saw a guy that walked, like, that was given an interview about, like how is it there? And he's like, yeah, it's pretty great. You can smell it in the air. And it's just like, and it's like you just see it in his eyes.
Oh, was he wearing the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You see it in his eyes. It was like, dude, this guy's been through it.
Yeah. Because he owns a house and his company on either side of the train tracks where the thing flipped over.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's safe to go back. But what they did was the railroad company, they didn't finish burning it off because they had to get the railroad back in system, so they just buried the rest of it and did a railroad over it. So it's like seeping in. And so it's just
a problem.
But the weird, this is extremely toxic. This is the conspiracy part of it all. Okay. The news did not report on it for weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Weeks. And but what they were reporting on were these UFOs flying around that we were shooting down and stuff.
That have come out of nowhere.
But listen, because I saw this interview with these different senators and stuff yesterday, and one of them said, like, we've had objects flying around like this for years, mm-hmm. tens of years of just like, and like, we've never shot them down. Random it's stuff. Never been a problem, really. Yeah. But it's just like, why all of a sudden are we shooting them down? And
publicizing them, and
it almost seems like they're just like the way the media works. They're just like trying to avoid like a real catastrophe that's happening in the U.S.
That could have probably saved lives, or you know, these people's health, because they would have known more about it.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I just thought that was crazy.
What do we even
it's
have the really, media for?
Yeah, media.
If they're not going to protect,
report on the weather.
Are we kind of part of the media though, in a little bit way?
No,
we're talking about.
We talk about facts sometimes.
Facts only.
Sometimes they're facts.
Most of the time, they're not.
15% of the time.
15% of the time, it's facts.
We think.
We have to pray for those people, though. Pray for the people in the town.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I mean, if you know somebody in that area.
Yeah, anyone watching this, if you know like an organization or something to like help the people in Ohio, or even like let's name off some big catastrophes that are happening where if people know how to help.
Yeah.
Also, listen. if you're a person in that area and want to talk to us, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll fly you out and we'll get you on the podcast.
Yeah, but for real, if there are any relief organizations out there that you know of, drop those in the comments. We'll highlight those, we'll pin those, we'll share those.
But I know there's like another leak in Texas, Arizona.
Yeah, Colorado. There's a ton of stuff happening, man. It's
and the
weird.
People in Turkey.
Golly, dude. 40,000 people passed away.
Yeah.
From that earthquake that we know of?
Yeah, so if you guys know of any organization that's helping relieve these areas, or just in any way, just let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we'll try to share those and highlight those and make sure that the people are our fans and everyone is just kind of giving the relief and at least being aware of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because it's I don't like being that like us versus the government type of people, but the thing is U.S. is basically a company at this point.
Yeah.
The perception is everything. And so there has to be, if there is something that they're not wanting you to pay attention to, just like in anything, if your kid, if you're going home and you have your kids and you find out, you know, your house is getting foreclosed on or you just got fired, you're not going to come home and tell your kids and bum them out and lay all that. You're going to distract them. You're going to say, hey, everything's good. Everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Let's do this. Let's go play a game.
But if you do that their whole lives.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That's what the government's doing right now.
Yeah.
Man, that's just my theory. That's my theory. Yeah. It's like the 100% is a possibility that there's distractions being put out there.
So because one could argue you want to overthrow the government.
Oh, man.
One could say, one Andy, could say, you're saying you want to start a revolution?
One could say that you're a Soviet spy from Russia.
No,
talking bad about the U.S. government! Get out of here! We found you! That was all a trick. None of that stuff happened. Just kidding. It did happen.
It did
really
happen.
Terrible.
It did.
Get them, boys!
Get them, boys!
I feel like it wouldn't take a lot for Andy to be like a doomsday prepper.
What if you just...
No, I'm very easily convinced.
What if you like went into like, I don't know, like, have you guys heard of like the socialist movement? Like, you know, just like the sickle and hammer. Like, we just need to like work as a country together, but like really rely on like a
build
like
a wall,
like a socialist system, you know?
Have you heard that comedian? It's basically what you just said, Andy, where he's like, I don't know how y'all are trusting the government all the time. And he's like, I have a kid, one kid. And I lie to him all the time.
Who is that? I forgot.
I don't know his name. Yeah, he's so funny, though.
I knew who you're talking about. Yeah, I've heard that before. That's true, though. Like, we can't. I'm not saying don't trust the government, but I'm just saying, like, we have to realize that we're all just people. We're all just living lives. And bad things are happening to people, and it sucks. It really does suck.
It's terrible.
I want to go, since we're down a dark path.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I can't take it anymore.
Let's say we go to war with China. Because they're kind of... I'm going to say they're kind of setting it up a little bit to where it's like kind of the Cold War feeling of like the Russians are going to kill us, you know? And it's like kind of feeling like that with China. Like China sent spy balloons and like these things that we're shooting down are probably from China. And like China's trying to overthrow Taiwan and like all this stuff. Let's say China invades the U.S.
Mm.
You hear China is invading the shorelines of Florida. What's your first move?
I'm not worried about it.
I'm grabbing a pizza. I'm heading home. I'm grabbing a pizza. We're having a movie night. And we're just going to lock down. That's honestly, like, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would, that's honestly what I do.
No, but that's...
I would chill at home, and I would have the funnest night of my life with my kids.
Yeah, well, I'm because, just like, saying, that's, like, that. In those scenarios, you can't do anything.
No, you
can't.
Where do
you go? You're going to get a gun?
No.
You're going to fight the Chinese army with your little shotgun?
Come on, boys.
I'm not worried about it, but I'm scared for Paige.
Why?
Why? Oh, because you're Asian.
Because you're going to be like, hey, he's one of us.
Put on a soldier's cap and start running.
He's fine. It looks Filipino, though. They count. That's fine. Those worries.
Hey, why do we even have to do war? War, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you just come up with that?
Should we write a song?
Whoa.
Ha!
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
See, that's the thing.
War's stupid.
A lot of people think we haven't really gone through, like, the whole COVID thing. We haven't really gone through a really difficult time as America because Vietnam was a very difficult time for America.
Mm-hmm.
And
World War
II. Art reflects the times that they were going through, right? So we, what are you laughing at? So like real physical art and also musical art that comes out. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. It's just like, funny.
I don't know.
But you think about all the music that happened within the Vietnam War that was based on the war.
Yeah.
It's like that all happened. And so like, it's like, how bad is our war really? How bad is the world that we're living in?
Well, COVID,
truly.
COVID did produce Sam Smith singing Unholy.
That's true. Mm. It all led to that. So was it worth it? I think so.
Oh, yeah. It definitely was. It was definitely worth it.
Dun, dun, dun. See, my daughters are singing that song in their head, like, but just the rhythm. They've heard the song before, and so they just go, da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da. And I'm like, that's cool. That's all the lyrics you need to know. Yeah. That's good.
It stinks because that song is so catchy, when he performed at the Grammys, I was like,
I just saw pictures. He dressed up as the devil, right? The devil.
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet that went out before the show started? It was CBS.
No.
Ready to worship.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh. Boo.
Come on, Sam. You got a beautiful voice. You don't need to be doing this stuff. You don't.
It's ridiculous.
It's so getting dumb. Ridiculous. The Super Bowl halftime show that really not yours, the Rihanna one. And all these horrible, like, these pop artists that are coming out with these statements, I'm just, like, horrified.
You didn't like the halftime show?
Rihanna's?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, because I was watching our own halftime show.
She
did flash one of these.
Did you see?
Did she?
She did some pretty disgusting stuff on stage, though, too.
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, no. Yeah. And like kids,
and
are,
kids
watching.
Are watching.
Yeah. And she was carrying a child.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're having your kids watch the Super Bowl halftime show, that's probably your fault.
But that's sad.
I know, it sucks. But the thing is, it's always been that way. It's been that way for the past 20 years.
Think of the kids.
Think of the kids, Andy.
Kids, you can always watch our show. We won't ever do stuff like that.
But the halftime show has never been family friendly. So I don't think, I mean, at least it hasn't been in the past, you know, like few years. And so it's like, I don't think it should be.
Yeah.
Like, you don't expect it to be family friendly. Like, just watch something else.
Oh, I think ever since Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, that was.
We can't expect these people to act like Christians. We can't expect these people to act like,
there's Christians, and then there's just like Janet Jackson's malfunction.
That was a little crazy.
It's like, okay.
I think the cheerleaders are just as bad as anything that's happening.
Hey,
I'm just saying, you know what?
Sports.
I just think things are better in Russia. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I mean, like hypothetically, like I imagine things are better in Russia.
Like what?
Life. Okay. People.
All right.
Beliefs.
Okay.
Political systems.
Mm.
The weather.
The weather.
The leaders, maybe.
The leaders, their value, the thing that drives them.
Mm.
To be that way.
We got them.
Get them, boys.
Yeah, so.
What crazy stuff happened.
How do we get on that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We got to bring it back up here, though. You guys are bumming me out with all this all sad news. You guys are bumming me out.
I was literally like, not all of this, but I was like, just like word vomiting at Lily last night of just like all the terrible things that are happening in this world. And Lily's face is like, I'm like, I should probably stop, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, like, good night. I said, actually, did you hear about how Mother Teresa actually was a terrible person? She's like, what? I'm like, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. She's great.
She was actually an extreme racist.
You know what was funny, though, that we were talking about last night? And it, like, reminds me of the fight we just had. I was, we were in Ada's room playing, and, you know, I was just getting all, like, you know, and I'm like, Josh, think about this season of my life and how much I have going on. I'm nursing. I'm waking up all night with the baby. I'm working a full-time job. I have a toddler
I'm
that
sitting
needs
down in a
special,
chair, by the way,
and
this whole time.
While I'm having this conversation, Josh's eyes are going like this. Like,
because I thought she was about to yell at me.
And I was like, and I'm doing okay. That's what I said. And I was like, that's because God is in this season. He's carrying me through it, you know? And like, these are answered prayers. And Josh is like, oh my gosh, I was sent up for a fight.
She was going to end just like, and you're not doing anything.
That's what I thought was going to happen. She's like, think about this, Josh. I'm a full-time mother. I work full-time. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Like, she literally
said, I'm handling
like that.
This. I'm doing this. I've got this like, going on.
And she's like, and I'm doing okay. And it's because God's helping me. I'm like, yes. Oh. He is. Oh my God. Thank you, God.
My tummy's upset. Can you make me a sandwich?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But hey, guys, guess what?
Guess what?
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 You guys should go buy some merch.
Mm. Whoa, where?
What is it?
SundayCoolSwag.com.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
We've switched it up a couple times. We were going to like SundayCoolSwagStore.com, but SundayCoolSwag.com.
Yeah.
CoolCarl.com will take you right there. But SundayCoolSwag.com, we've got brand new products, brand new techniques and styles, everything. Guys, like, we're putting the stuff that's going to be on this site is going to be brand new. It's going to be different.
Different print styles.
Yeah, different technologies, everything. We're experimenting.
Printing
we're having
technologies.
Fun. Yeah.
We're talking about water reveal, maybe some sun reveal.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
You'll see. Crazy. Go to SundayCoolSwag.com.
Boom, baby.
And look at how we are the Elon Musks of the t-shirt industry.
It's so advanced, you guys might even call it witchcraft.
No.
Whoa. No.
No. We don't.
Whoa. Hey, yo.
No. We can just call it technology.
Jane, come on, please.
Should we end on a happy note? Do you have anything?
I think we should look at Jane. We should compliment Jane right now. Look
oh
how adorable she
goodness.
Is. She's wide awake. Wow. She's shocked. She has no idea where she's at. She's going to be watching this as a 20-year-old, be like, what was I doing?
She always looks surprised.
Look how chubby she is.
She's so adorable.
Yeah,
she's the
Jane
best.
Jane too, yeah.
Jane, you're doing great. We love you.
I used a joke. I don't know if you got that.
Oh my gosh.
You are so cute. Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, look how chubby she is. I said, oh, yeah, Jane, too.
Oh, that's mean.
I already used that joke, so it's not as funny.
Yeah, that's true.
But she's just a little chubster joy. Best.
Look at, she's so excited just to be around. She's looking all around. I said,
can you imitate her?
When's the last time? When's the last time you were ever just like? I think the last time I went inside like an actual Five Guys and like I was just like just seeing all the options. And the...
There's like two options.
Yeah, I know, but it's amazing.
You want a burger or a hot dog?
Sir, please stop slobbering on the floor.
Slow down.
He's got somebody with a mop underneath.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for watching, guys.
That was a roller coaster of emotions. We're up here, then we came down here, then we went over here.
At least we ate some chocolate.
Amen.
We ate a lot of chocolate. At least we're going to have really clean phases.
Phases in life.
This is going to be a good, very, very good phase of my life.
Yeah.
Very
hey, clean. Thank you, Flying Cow.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. This stuff is legit. Thank you so much for everyone who sent everything. That was awesome. Super, right. Super cool.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
bye
guys. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Oh, you can come kiss Janie.
Ninja. Oh, that smiles. Oh, he smiles. That's so sweet.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most...